You're listening to Radio Free Bacon. More coming up with Jill, so stay with us here on RFB, coming to you live from Zingerman's Roadhouse. Gosh, this is fun.
It is. We are.
Can you believe we can get together on a Sunday afternoon and have this much fun? Unbelievable. How's the audience out there today? Oh, it's a good thing this isn't television, because you are good-looking folks. Woo! We'd lose everybody. You know, our question of the day happens to be Mission Possible. For years, it's been Mission Impossible. No. Radio Free Bacon, we're turning things around here, and it's Mission Possible. What can Ann Arbor do? How can they get together and get it done? Jim, you got a couple of responses.
We've got one. Here. This is Will Hathaway, who's out here today. To create a model for regional sustainability, food grown locally, locally owned businesses, and lifelong learning institutions all working together to produce a creative and eco-friendly community. So thanks, Will. All right.
You got an email from Switzerland here, James, saying, yeah, your buddy Dr. Rock emailed from Switzerland and said best of luck with the show. And we also have another email. It says, hi, Roadhouse Revival Band and Radio Free Bacon Show. A mission possible for Ann Arbor, reaching all citizens' literacy goals.
Ooh.
Thanks to a well-run local nonprofit, Washtenaw Literacy, about 1,700 learners last year made progress on their personal goals towards reading, writing, and speaking English. So hats off
like
to
that.
Washtenaw Literacy.
I like that. Here's another one. This is a real grocery store supermarket in downtown Ann Arbor. So people living there don't need a car to get healthy food, produce, toilet paper, etc. We don't have a supermarket right downtown, do we? We got a few markets, right? But grocery store supermarket.
Our friends from Plum Market are listening to that right now.
I hope so.
Hey, we want to let you know that we are live from Zingerman's Roadhouse on the corner of Jackson and Stadium. All you have to do is just look for the group of people having fun, and you'll find us. If you're stuck at home for some reason, or for some weird reason at work today, you can't join us live, please email us at radiofreebacon@gmail.com. We'll share your responses.
Yeah, we'd like to say thank you to the whole staff here at the Roadhouse. Kevin, Dom, and the whole staff, big round of applause for them. Bringing you iced tea, lemonade, coffees, and fine elixirs all afternoon. And we also have our sponsors, once again, to say hello to and a thanks to as well. Right, Peter? So, round of applause for In Foods, Sesi Motor, Plum Market, the Bank of Ann Arbor,
Cherry Creek Cellars,
Orion Automotive,
and, of course, Newski's Bacon. Good bacon.
And we'd like to say hello, too, to Mast Shoes in the Westgate Center here and also to EcoPhysics for supporting the program. And we're happy that all of you are here as well. Live on Ann Arbor's 107.1, Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Enjoying the music of Terry Farmer and the Roadhouse Revival Band with our special musical guest Jill Jack and Billy Brandt's here with us. Oh, we got some good stuff coming up. Tell you what we want to do. We're going to give you a quick rundown of stuff that's coming up in the future before we get back to the present here. Next week, May 25th, we got Peter Madcap Ruth on tap for you. June 1st, Michael Wade is going to join Radio Free Bacon. On the 8th of June, our special musical guest will be the Chosen Few Gospel Choir. We'll be rocking this place with them.
Hallelujah.
And, of course, June 15, we're going to have the return of the Hummingbirds here at the Roadhouse. We'll wrap it up end of June, the 29th, with a very spectacular show. Peter Suave and the Carpe Diem String Quartet are going to be here. So
that's
talk about
good.
A great lineup of music for the season. But right now, it is our pleasure to welcome another special musical guest for the day. He's fresh off a double win at the Detroit Music Awards himself. outstanding acoustic folk instrumentalist and outstanding folk acoustic recording. Please welcome Billy Brandt.
Thank you very much, folks. Are we ready to go here, Terry?
Sure, Billy.
This is the title track from my record. It's called The Mission Band. 1, 2, 3. On the highway, on the highway, we were riding to heed the call. We were people thrown together on a mission before the fall. There were preachers, there were healers, farmers, fakes and fools. There were lovers undercover and the Joker made the rules. Holy, holy, hallelujah.
Into the mic.
Every woman, child, and man. Holy, holy.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Come on, join the mission band. Come on, Mike. Questions with no answers and finally took their toll. When your dreams find no foundation, it's time to join the mission rose. Holy, holy, hallelujah. Every woman, child, and man. Holy, holy.
Ooh,
hallelujah. Take us to the promised land. Holy, holy. Hallelujah. As we walk across this land. Holy, holy.
Ooh,
hallelujah. Take us to the promised land. We'll take us to the promised land. Okay, boys.
Holy, 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 holy,
Live from Zingerman's Roadhouse, this is Radio Free Bacon with our special musical guest, Billy Brandt, Jill Jack, and, of course, the Roadhouse Revival Band. You guys sound great. Thanks. Hey, we have some folks we have to thank back at 1071 Ann Arbor's own.
Absolutely. We've got a whole crew there running the show in the background, and we'd like to say thanks to Chris Amell. John Bomarito, where's John? Are you here? Where's John? Ho, ho, ho! He's hiding back behind the console. You probably hear him on the air. Also, thanks to Martin Van Dyke, who had the Radio Free Bacon team. We're on Wednesday morning. Did anyone hear the interview? Okay, that's good. They were talking us up, and we appreciate that. And basically, to everyone here at the Roadhouse, Ari and Paul, the whole team from the Zingerman's community of businesses, the Roadhouse staff, Christine and Kevin, you saw him walking around here earlier. He's gone down to have a little snack before the final part of the show. So,
excellent. Well, we want to thank you all for coming out, and we especially want to thank our next guest. We have Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater coming up. That's going to be a lot of fun. What I'd like to do at this point, while Russ and I get ready to have a little chat, I want to throw it back over to Terry Farmer, because the Roadhouse Revival Band is really a great collaboration of creative guys, and we want to let everybody know who they're listening to today. So, Terry, maybe you could do a couple introductions for us over there.
Thank you, Peter. Of course, for the next 7 weeks, these warriors behind me will be learning music every week, 5, 6, 7 songs, transition music, and I want to congratulate them for not abandoning me, which is great. Over here on the bass, Rob Crozier. Longtime friend, Mr. Todd Glass on the drums. Another longtime friend. Folks, some of us have been playing together for 20-plus years. This is Michael Buhajer. Ho! And our own sleeping guy, Mr. David Prample. And I say that out of love. Now, we're over the next 7 weeks, you're going to see a couple different people up here, too. We're going to have our flutist, Kelly McDermott, next week. Producer around town, Michael King, is going to be playing some guitar with the house band. Percussionist John Churchville will be here. And we'll see you there. Thank you very much.
All about music, fun, and art, and sharing it with you guys here at Radio Free Bacon. Speaking of sharing, we have the man here. Russ Collins is the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater Foundation. Boy, a title like that makes me sit up a little straighter. 80th anniversary of the Michigan Theater. Russ, you look great for your 80th anniversary, man.
Well, I'm going to use my best radio voice today and say thank you very much. I appreciate that. But it's not my birthday. It's the theater's birthday. So I'm 90.
You're 90. There you go. You have an absolutely phenomenal historic facility there. It's the home of the Ann Arbor Symphony. Ari hangs out there with you guys. And
he'll be there tonight.
Really?
Yeah.
Got a show tonight.
60th anniversary of Israel. There's a special Ann Arbor Symphony concert, or a concert sponsored by Temple Beth Emeth. There's going to be choirs and all kinds of good stuff tonight.
That's
7 o'clock.
It really has become the destination of the area for all kinds of live entertainment and film. I mean, you've got an interesting mix over there at the theater. You've got that 1927 Barton organ.
That's right.
And yet, the whole place is wired with state-of-the-art six-channel Dolby Digital surround sound for movies. So you've got it all over there, don't you?
You've got to get it all covered. And it's a wonderful community project. And we had a question earlier today, or a statement from Will Hathaway. And Will Hathaway's father and mother played very instrumental roles in the saving of the Michigan Theater when it transferred from a for-profit movie theater to a community resource that it's become. So we want to thank the Hathaway family. There were lots of meetings in Hathaway's hideaway about what to do with the Michigan Theater back in the late 1970s.
And look what it is today.
Absolutely.
That's fabulous. Now, you actually have two theaters over there. You got the screening room and, of course, the historic auditorium. in the screening room, a little more intimate over there for smaller venues?
Yes, the Historic Theater, which was built as a silent movie theater, which is why it has that organ. It also has an orchestra pit, so the orchestra that originally provided the soundtrack for the motion pictures was there. But the screening room was built in 1999 and has 200 seats. And yes, it's all state-of-the-art. One of the things that's interesting about the acoustics, and since we're on the radio, we can talk about acoustics, is the Historic Theater was built for orchestra, which is why the Ann Arbor Symphony can play there. It has a resonant sound, so if you yell real loud, it kind of goes, hello, 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 hello. But then the screen, I don't know if that came off in radio very well, but the screening room is acoustically dead. Now, these are very, very boring facts that people find fascinating at cocktail parties. So just remember this, the screening room is deader than a doornail. It's like a recording studio. That's why you sound so good, Peter, because it's not your voice, it's that you're in a recording studio. And it's all dead, and it just sounds great because they manipulate all the sound through the audio system. But the Historic Theater is very resonant, and there's a nice ring to it, and sometimes it can even affect negatively the clarity of the soundtrack on the motion pictures. Yes, another boring fact that you can quote at a cocktail party.
Well, hey, we've got one big cocktail party going on here at Gingerman's Roadhouse, right? We're having fun.
That's right. Bring me a Manhattan.
What are some of the highlights that you've experienced working at the Michigan Theater? Special moments you could share with us.
Well, I've been there for 26 years at this point. So there's been a tremendous amount of highlights. But to put that into perspective a little bit, the theater manager that opened the theater in 1928, a guy by the name of Jerry Hoag, was the manager between 1928 and 1976. Now you, as you said, the Michigan Theater is celebrating its 80th anniversary. And if I stay at the Michigan Theater through its 100th anniversary, I will not have been at the Michigan Theater as long as Jerry Hoag, the original manager of the Michigan Theater, was. So that's kind of remarkable to think about. When Jerry Hoag was there, he would have been there when Bing Crosby played before he was a big movie star on the vaudeville circuit. And Jack Benny did a gig there. In fact, you know, Jack Benny paid kind of a tight wad on the radio or in television. PBS has done some Jack Benny television shows. However, Jack Benny actually had a weakness for the ponies. And there was a betting parlor right there, right around the Michigan Theater in the back of a tobacco store. I don't know if the authorities knew about this, but he lost his entire paycheck that he was to get from doing a vaudeville show at the Michigan Theater, and Jerry Hoag had to lend him $500 so he'd get to his next gig in Chicago. At that Chicago gig, he actually got a radio contract, which set him onto his big-time show business career. So that was kind of good. There was an actress by the name of Colleen Dewhurst. This is from my tenure at the theater. This was back in the late 1980s. A wonderful, wonderful actress, and she was married to another famous actor whose name just went right out of my head, George C. Scott, and who played Patton. And they set up a repertory theater company back in the 60s in the Detroit area. She was familiar with the area, and she came back to do a play called My Eugene, which was she played Carlotta O'Neill, who was Eugene O'Neill's wife. And she was very nervous about doing this. And Peter, after the show, she got so drunk that it was amazing. But she had this amazing perceptive ability, and we were at dinner with her, and she got a little more inebriated. But she went around the room, and like a fortune teller, could almost read your life. And she didn't know any of us in terms of history. But that was amazing that this actress, this totally world-class actress, was so tapped into the way human beings act and react that she could read through your eyes, through your subtle communications, where you were at and what your place was. And it was kind of amazing.
Didn't we say in the introduction that Russ would be here with insider information? There you go.
Yay!
Well, We definitely want to thank you for stopping by Radio Free Bacon. We hope that you'll hang with us throughout the season. Come on back. You're welcome anytime. And any last words for everybody about the Michigan Theater?
Well, we want to thank the entire community. There's lots of sponsors, businesses, and individuals who make the Michigan Theater possible. Ann Arbor Bank, Bank of Ann Arbor. Tim Marshall's here with his family, and it's great to see him. And we want to thank the entire community. It is a community project. It would be nothing if it wasn't for hundreds and thousands of people over the past 30 years almost that the Michigan Theater's operated as a nonprofit organization. So thank you to the community. Come out to the Michigan Theater. We need your support. Become a member. But just come to a show and check it out and see what you like. If you want to see a great movie coming up, this is an inside scoop, opening on May the 30th. It's a British film that I saw at Sundance a couple years ago, and it's just getting released for the first time. It's called Son of Rambo. And it doesn't really have much to do with Sylvester Stallone. It's about these British school kids who decide to make their own movie, and they get into all kinds of trouble. Son of Rambo, May the 30th. Check it out. It'll be a lot of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, Russ Collins from the Michigan Theater Foundation. And now it's time to toss it back over to our band, Terry Farmer, the Roadhouse Revival Band, with Jill Jack and Billy Brandt. You guys ready?
Yeah, we're going to do a song that Billy Brandt wrote with a good friend of ours, Mr. Tim Diaz, and nobody recorded it, so me being the woman that I am, I said that thing's just sitting there collecting dust. We're going to change the key and change the tempo, and we recorded it and put it on one of my records. It's called Do You Believe It? Talk about time, talk about your lesson, talk about why. Talk about love, talk about the past, talk about whatever is still sitting in your glass.
Sandy Rose stood up to the devil toe to toe, I looked him in the eye, told him I would meet him on the other side.
Said, young man, you're no match for me. Took a step back and leaned on the tree. Mister, I got limited time. I keep yours and you keep mine. Well, do you believe it?
Love has left me, yeah. Lady luck has left me. She walked right out my door now. Rip the bell and it's a potion out of reach. Tear in the eyes of baby's cry. She's doing it just for me.
We lost that first one, but we'll do better next time. Thanks for listening to the first podcast of Radio Free Bacon, show number one, recorded on May 18th, 2008, from Zingerman's Roadhouse. And maybe we'll see you out there some weekend from 3 to 4 on Sunday afternoons.